The street's been asking for it, so it's time you give them what they want. Instincts, hit them with that A1, unfiltered product.
I guess I can't tell y'all where I'm going till I show you where I come from.
Down for the snowflakes, held by the arms of innocence, giving life. Now I partake upon mission unknown. No pain, no trauma, darkness, but do I find where I belong? Look at the minor leagues, and enough is to follow. Feeling drawn to the snare of a train, my role model. Lost within, waging this war to find balance. A refuge is balance, a pawn to the challenge. Had asthma for years, found it hard to be heard. Radical breath, the shit that kept the snake off the curb long enough. Ready the world's world with hot and drunk. Pound on my mom's find a sense when he earned. Enough, I'm off the box up. Dismissed the coward enough to put it in the heart. This life is sours over the kids. But you see there was none she hid. Tear drops soaking about you. That pain was so vivid, still killing.
Some were born leaders, and some were born followers. And some learned to follow leaders in the greatness, eventually becoming leaders. Which one are you? Gloria, X1, Admiral, come on.
I'm feeling like a thing in the restroom. My eyes are overwhelmed by images of this man in his tomb. By 86, assuming his position, go figure. I'm left to play through the mercy with a soldier, this nigga. Back and forth with the fury, ways of war to see clearly. Hoping to mention time of gas. The mercy cured me to this day. That pain pan relentless. My mom found solace within the warm bottle, numbing the senses. Found my things, found my way to the bench. The sickness amongst the lifeless. Stains with the bad senses. Block walls, how to save my life. A man in the kill post. Spit up the food for the switches. To each and all my young guns running these deep blind. The girl in the jewels of pain. Trying to return in their minds. Trying to be that man. My niggas missed when they come up. Give them hope, their feelings is fucked. Facebook expresses as fuck you. I wore them shoes, I ain't blaming them, dude. And this is true for them same strips, same bricks, same benches, same plots. If dark cops hop, them same fences, same plots. Youngin', lost up in the trenches. Blinded by the ground, now I see it through clear lenses. Yeah, I was lost up in the trenches. Blinded by the ground, now I see it through clear lenses.
My bad. I said BOE. What's goody good, y'all? Miss Kid, congratulations to the remote champ. It's the show number 102. I was about to say in this BOE. Yeah, I'm about to say all of that. It's the promote champ of the show. How we do this every third Wednesday of every month. Every third Wednesday of every month. So the next will be, I gotta have my calendar up when I do this, because the next one will be March 21st. Oh, it can't be March 21st. It's a special occasion. That's Mama Rose's birthday. That's a special occasion. It's the 21st. Because I was about to say that Mama Rose's birthday, and I will not be doing a show on Mama Rose's birthday. The holiday. That's a show I'm ready for today. Yes. We're going to get it on the as we always do with the show. Now we're going to be in businesses. If you are in business and you want to promote just 347-202-18. Just 347-202-18 to promote what you got going on. It doesn't matter what field of business you're in. You know, if you got something to promote, then call in and promote it. You understand what I'm saying? Now, if you're a party planner and people look to plan parties, I would say, okay, if you're in the New York area party planner, then you can say, I'm from New York. located in New York. So, I would say if you're a person in New York, and if you drive, I would say you should cover the traffic area. Meaning, if you drive and do parties, even though you're a little bit, you can cover New Jersey and Connecticut. Right? But you're going to do, so when you're coming across the bridge, you hit A, and then you hit Englewood, and then you hit Englewood, you hit Teaneck. After Teaneck, you're going to hit Hackensack. So you cover the tracks because, you know, New York and New Jersey are not that far from each other. And nor is New York and Connecticut. You don't have to go deep in, but, you know, you're close, go deep enough in, not too far for you to get, you know what I'm saying? If you're a party promoter, you know what I'm saying? As a party promoter, you could throw parties anywhere. You understand what I'm saying? It don't have to be just New York if you're a party promoter. There might be some dope spots in New Jersey that be easy to get to. But for those that don't drive, you know, for people that don't drive, yeah, they can go unless they knew how to travel back and forth from New York to Jersey. Yeah. So it doesn't matter your position, just as long as you have something to promote. You know, don't call in and you promoting racism. Like, that's what we do here. Don't call in and pornography. That's not what porn. I won't say pornography. Porn. That's not what we do here. I get it. If porn is your business, I get that. That's not what Roger Stardom is about. We're not here to promote somebody doing pornography. No. Because we got different. Got a lot of people that listen. Different age groups. They don't want to hear some porn. Like, don't call us about I'm in a movie and then come down as a porn movie. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that. So, yeah. I guess I'll say this. Anybody can promote authors. You know what I'm saying? You know, authors can promote their books. If you write in the book, if you got books in on Amazon or any apps, you can always call in, tell the people about your book. They can get it. Yep. So some information I'm going to give you right now is for all my authors out there. Or not just authors, but let me pull up the information. So, Shaquan Hope, who author slash publisher of the book, It's Your Time, Sis, is doing another book part of this series. It's called Act Your Face. And she's looking for people to share stories in this book. Says, are you ready for this story to inspire others? I'm looking for women who are not just talking and praying, but also taking massive action to goals. Tell the world your testimony to create yourself at the special day for a limited time inbox for consultation. And the book is called Activate Your Faith. And the person you would want to talk to is Shaquan Hope. She spells her name S-A-Q-U-N-H-O-K-E. And you could hit her on Facebook. And you can hit her on Facebook if you would like to be a part of it. Say what you need to do. And the book is called Activate Your Faith, Sis. Testimony of how you went from, how they say, from nothing to something. You understand what I'm saying? You went from nothing to something. Share that story. So yeah. And you know, I always share my sister's business, Gigi's products. You can still get the book. Just if you want to read that book. You heard me mention this book. We had the ladies who were featured in the book. Some of the ladies were featured in the book on the show, and they were sharing their story. You can go on Amazon. Yep. Go on Amazon and get it. The book is called It's Your Time, Sis. And it's of 9 women sharing their testimony. 9 women sharing their testimony. Yep. So yeah. So I'm gonna continue on, you know, my girl, my sis, Gigi's part. It's creating everyday new products to add to the collection she has. So if you go to gigisproducts.com, you can check out what she has at the website. That is GEEproducts.com. That's right. So, I'm going to promote my girl Tabitha Brown now. She has books that you can go check out. It's Seen, Loved, and Heard. Cooking, Feeding the Soul, and Cooking from the Soul. These are Tabitha Brown's books. She got 3 books that you can go check out. Girl Layla Hathaway will be at Sony Hall. She was already at Stony Hall this Valentine's Day. She was in Stony Hall. You can check out where she's performing and later that way. Yep. So yeah, so yeah. You know, I always put the word out when the show is going to happen, the day, the time, give the number. Like I said, the next one's March 2nd. I misspoke and said first because I was looking at the calendar wrong. Yep, I looked at the calendar wrong. There was something else I wanted to give me a minute. I know I saved, it was a I saw. Here we go. And this is for small business. Small business that you can apply for right now. It says, COVID relief programs may have exhausted their funds, but there are still grant programs and tax breaks small businesses can take advantage of in 2023. I'm trying to get to an actual article. Where's the article? This don't make no okay. Who can't be that short? That short of an article. There's no way in the world. I can't see the article because whatever site coming from businessjournals.com, I can't see the article because I'm not a member. So they want you to remember so you can read the damn article. There's a soundbite. Let's see. 5 minutes of soundbite. I don't want to play it. No, but there is. If you look it up, like, if you Google grants to small business, I'm sure there's some articles and stuff that have come up to tell you what grants you can apply as a small business, because for some, they are specific about the type of business that can apply for the grant. There was one month that I can't remember the name or the website that I went on to apply, and it was for a $10,000 grant. It was for a $10,000 that I could win. And see, I love for businesses that there are grants. There's money out there that you can get for your business that you don't have to pay back. Because when you think about it, right? If your business is not making money like that and you wind up a loan, how are you going to pay a loan back? Because I get that almost every day where I get, things saying, you could take a, business credit loan. Yeah, you can do that. Get a business credit loan. You have to pay that. And if you're not making money, how are you going to do that?
Is the water still in there?
Yeah. It started boiling, so for the top.
Yeah. Turn it low.
Turn it low?
Mm-hmm. Because it's high, the bar.
All right, sorry about the little interruption. You heard what I was saying. Because not only am I a radio host, I'm a chef, a cook. So when people need, help, I need the help. So, yeah, I think it says business credit, but it's a loan that you pay back. And if your business is not making money, when you're not making a amount of money, you ain't going to be able to pay it back. That's why the grants that you can get that you don't have to pay back. But, see, I hate these. There's some grants where it's like a lottery. Almost like a lottery that you, this is how much they're offering. You fill out the paperwork. It's a lottery. If you get, it or not. See, the type of business I'll just start them is entertainment and media, right? Because, me, I'm an entertainment company. But when I looked up radio, it said radio and media is not part of entertainment. But do one side, that's crazy that radio would not be listed under entertainment. But under me, I guess because you're talking, in media you talk, but I guess that's why it's listed under media. And, so yeah, we are an entertainment Fast Media Company. And I've been doing this so long. I didn't do it. Radio will be under media. And then I did on me. He really didn't. But yeah. So just Google grants I'm sure there's a lot of sites that pop up that you could fill out applications for the grant. There are some sites where you have to write, you know, like you do a business plan, you have to also fill out for a grant. Yeah. See, if I can get business credit, I don't have to pay the money back, I'll be good because I would spend the money as anything I need to what I do. But when you're getting thousands of dollars, you gotta pay that back. Let's say I need $1,000. Okay, I get that. Now I gotta pay that $1,000 back. And that's the crazy. It's like, damn. I borrowed it because I didn't have it, and now I gotta pay back what I borrowed. Just like when you take out a student loan going to school, but you don't never have, when you're done and you graduate, you never have the money. You never have the money to pay it back right away. And you start working and you take that and give it to them to pay the loan. This is why people save up money for college so that they won't be stuck with debt. Because when you get them harassing you by paying a loan back that you know you ain't got the money to pay it back, yep. So, yeah, I wanted to share with y'all, but because I'm not on the site where the article comes from, I can't share anything with you. So I'm going to close that out. But if you want to start a podcast, if you're a person out there to start a podcast, make sure you got the right equipment. A microphone, you got the machine, the sound effects, and, you know, if you're doing it through YouTube. See, with YouTube and other platforms, like TikTok, you need a thousand followers on TikTok in order to go live. You record yourself, upload it, but you can't go actual live TikTok unless you have 1,000 followers. I think the same is for Instagram, no. Instagram, no. That's why people use Instagram. Now, the same for YouTube. You got to have 1,000 subscribers in order to be able to go live through YouTube. But if you use StreamYard or Restream, you can stream it to go to YouTube at their price. I think StreamYard is like $25 a month. And at the price, you stream it to YouTube and Facebook at the same time. If you do the free service one place, so some people may do free savers, and they'll stream to their YouTube. They'll stream to their YouTube when they take it from YouTube, and they'll save it. And they upload it to Facebook, or they stream to their Facebook, and then upload it later too. And I don't have 1,000 subscribers, so I can't go live on YouTube. I don't have 1,000 followers live on TikTok because I don't post like that on TikTok. It's like if you're creating and you give. Feature you giving people a go live. Why does it depend on how many people is following me for me to be able to go live? Because I think that's the same thing with Bigo. Will Bigo something like that too, where you have a certain amount of people to go live. And it's like, I would do that. Now I'm putting it out there, where it's not if you have 1,000 followers or not, that you can go, if you want to go live, you can go live. But I maybe it's just me. I'm not into use social media for business purposes as well as personal purposes. I'm not into social media like that. I'm saying I'm not into social media like that. Because with TikTok, I don't post, like as far as, like, when I got stuff to post about business, yeah, I post. But in that, no need for me to do TikTok videos to go, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, like I said earlier, we every Thursday, every month, is promote your business show. So you need to market on your calendar or just write it down. Every Thursday, every month is a business show. So working on the book, let's say your book will be ready, let's say June. So that Wednesday in June, you will come on to promote your business show to promote your book. If you're an author, business owner, and let's say that's around the time your business is, say, around the time that your store, your flagship store is open, depending on what business you got. Then you will come on the promotion business and say, this is the name of the business, this is the way the flagship store is in this area. You know, come to the store. And so, and as you know, Roller Stone and Black Oak Flower Foundation has the Health and Arts Initiative going on. We have a lot of initiatives going on. But we still want to help an artist. Because there's so many people who want to be rappers, want to be singers. And they may not want to go through getting signed, to a label. Right? They might want to do it themselves. And you know it costs to rent the studio space so you can record. It costs. And, you know, as an artist, you give yourself a budget. And you budget in studio time, what it's going to cost once you get a song, what it's going to cost to make a master. So, we here at Roller Stone and Black Oak Flower Foundation want to help with that. So if you're an artist, doesn't matter because on the radio, all genres, so it doesn't matter the genre, we want to help. You know, if it's need for the studio, then we'll get the help you with studio time. If it's actually if you don't need studio time but you need it so your music can be mixed and mastered, we'll help with that. And then your music will be played right here on Roller Stone Radio. Yep, the music is right here on Roller Stone Radio. And I know a lot of y'all, that's good. And I want to let you guys know that if you get chosen to be a 4-person panel, so me and 3 other people will decide who gets the help. And I will pass music along to other stations. That's if they play the music in the genre. So if your country, if they don't play country, I can't pass it along. You're a country, they don't play country, so I can't pass it along. But just know your song will always be here. And we want people who really talent. Because there are people who say can sing. Then you hear them sing like, but the four other people, four person panel is gonna choose, and you out. So all you do, ask the artist who wants to be the artist to get the help. You're gonna go to roadtostardom.net. Email, send an email, and you're gonna add a picture of yourself. Gonna put your artist name, your government name, your artist name, you performing, a snippet of you rapping or singing, whatever it is you do, and we are going to listen. We are going to decide. And if you get, you will get a response back that show you was chosen, and we'll rip it out. Now, if you are a producer, and you are, because some artists don't write music, but if a producer so want to help, be a part of the help, you can also send a message at roadtostardom.net or email saying that you are a producer. I need your the government name. If you're a producer, your government name, the name you produce under. And really, I don't need a snippet of your work, but if you want to send a snippet of your work, it's fine. Songwriter, if you have songs already that was out and published and all that, and you want to send a snippet of that, you know? So, see, we're all about helping. We're starting about in the Black Oak Girl Foundation, about helping. And I think I might do one for dancers. Because, you know, there are some talented dancers out there. You know, they want to get their, they want to get a big break as dancer for, like, an artist or whatever. You know, you might also add dancers to the list. And you could say, go interview dancing. And, you know, we'll put it out there on our social media so people can see it. Say, oh, this person's a great dancer. You never know who to see and say, oh, I was looking for a dancer. You know, who's this and how can I put them to have them be a dancer for me? If you are a videographer and you know, and you, it's hard for you to get clientele, you might throw it on the list too. And we will be able to, we may throw you on the list too to help get you some clientele. All about, you may post some of your social media by drawing to you the one that you for services. You may, if you are listener of Starting Radio and you want help by donating cause, you can go to paypal.me/BlackOakForever, which is BLAKOAKE forever, or paypal.me/roadtostart. You can go to Cash App and put in $Stardom Cash App. $BOF Foundation. And those are the ways you can donate to help out so that we can help artists out. And in the memo section, because there's a memo section, and the note section, memo section, you're going to make sure you write that this is a donation for the Help an Artist initiatives. If you just want to make a donation to the foundation, just say donation to the foundation. Going to help initiative anyway, and also go to the Forever Store Just go to blackoforever.com. That's B-L-A-K-E forever.com. I purchased from the online store that's connected to the Black Forever Foundation. You understand what I'm saying? You can purchase something from there, and that also will help towards the initiative. And for those, and to keep track for those of you who donated, because they're just paying me, right? For those of you who donated to the Help and Honors, those of you that donated to the Help and Honors initiative, and we choose an artist, we're going to give you a copy of the song to help get put out there. We'll talk to the artist and say, these are the people who donated to help so we can help you get your song out there. We would love to give them the song. And those, only those, that's why I said the memo note section, you got to put donation for the Help Initiative so that we'll know you were one of the ones, and the artist will give you a copy of the song. And you get a copy, or we'll do a listening session. Do a listening session as a session. Excuse me, y'all. Do a listening session for those that donated to the initiative to help us out. We'll do a listening session. You'll be able to hear the song before anybody else, so that you can give feedback to the artist if you like that, and if there's something wrong, they can tweak, you know, they can fix the song before they put it out. Yep. I'm gonna put a video. We're gonna do a video to post to social media, you know, about the initiative, and everyone's gonna be a part of that, so that artists can see it and they want to donate. You know, get people to donate. Artists can see it so they can, you know, get the. It ain't because you got to take studio time. And depending, you know, some studios charge $50 an hour. So if you're going to, you know, be in there for 2 hours, that's $100 just paid studio time. You understand what I'm saying? So it's called the Help an Artist Initiative. And if you follow them on social media platforms such as TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you see a post on there that talks about the initiative. Like I said, if you want to donate, you could do Cash App and PayPal. I'm just going to put in paypal.me/bottom, or if you go to PayPal, you're going to put in the email, rollthestardom2010@gmail.com, and you might not be, and Black Oak, you're going to put in blackoakforever@gmail.com, and Black Oak, BLAKOKE. Yep. I'm going to do that and make sure the notes section, memo section, whatever it's called, that this is a donation to the foundation for the Help for Artists Initiative, so that, you know, and if you just make it a donation, you know, you buy something from the store, we got mugs, we got these t-shirts, notebooks, bags, And we're and both stores, the Rollerstarter merch store, which I didn't mention, the Rollerstarter.com, in to add a new item to both stores, so and the Rollerstarter store is gonna have T-shirts, because I think I'm for right now just do T-shirts that says, that's going to say, Black History is American History. For right now, we're just going to do T-shirts. We're going to do hoodies. Going to just right now do T-shirts. Or we might do T-shirts. Might do T-shirts and mugs. So we're going to do a T-shirt. Black History is American History. And you can go to either store I'm buying. You might do mugs as well. Probably do mugs as well. But that's the new, so the new item that's going to be in the store is Black History is American History. Yep. Let's see what else. I'm trying to think of any businesses I need to tell you about. So yeah, I'm gonna end early, but for the second of this month, mark that on your calendar. Let me see what else I can share with you. Before I'm officially ending the show. So, yeah. So, I'm trying to, and I'm really thinking, is there any other business that I know of right now to tell you about? Oh, SRP Beauty, one second here. It's SRP Nails, but it's SRP Beauty Collection. So it went from SRP to being SRP Beauty Collection. You can check that out at srpnails.com. If you always listening to Rosa Starr and we mentioned the Promote Your Business Show, you know, business owners, entrepreneurs, then you need to tell them about this show so they can always promote their business. The next show I have for you is the experience with the best in indie music. And what else do I want to share? Especially out of here. So with the Black Girl Foundation, we have a lot of initiatives going on. The domestic violence being damn it, because I have to coincide with the news. I'm in the Black Girl Foundation where there is T-shirts that coincide with the initiatives we have at the station. Anyone that doesn't have an item in the Black Girl Foundation is helping artists in we have, it's, we have a t-shirt that says, stand proud in your beauty. As you know, we have the self-esteem initiative. There's a lot of young girls, they get told constantly by people of their peers that they're ugly, and it brings down their self-esteem. So there's a t-shirt here that says, be proud in your beauty. That's one of them. Let's go back. The next one is, it's a stop being a bully to your friend. Because you'd be surprised how much that person have in common, the person that you're bullying. And the other one is stand up to bullying. Have another one. We have adult sizes and kids in those shirts. And the stop being a bully, be a friend. We have adult sizes and kids sizes. So another one we have is don't be violent. And it says the domestic one says only cowards men physically abuse women. You have a mask shirt. The one for stop the violence is called These Five My Liars. Yep. We have the uniquely beautiful where it says this also has to do with, you know, with self-esteem. So that's also part of that initiative. It says uniquely beautiful with black girl magic. And I know there's going to get pushed because, you know, there are going to be white people who might watch this and because it says black girl magic. I get it. You can buy what's a stamp on your beauty. We have a uniquely beauty. And I was like, oh, I'm a dude for guys. I couldn't think of nothing for the guys. You only hear more about women and, you know, young girls and women with self-esteem issues. And why men who have self-esteem issues? You hear more women than you do. You hear more about women than you do men. And uniquely beautiful question is, you got the t-shirts, you got the hoodie. So I think we have the kid sizes and adult sizes. And the prices are not that bad that, you know. So, the prices are not, and then we have, yeah, that's it for the initiative. Those ones that are part of the initiatives that we have, Black Oak Flower Foundation, for the Black Oak Flower Foundation collection. We have the canvas bag, we have sweatshirt, we have the mug, the beanie hat, we have a book, hoodie, the t-shirt, and I think I might add one more hat to the Black Oak Flower Foundation collection. Add a snapback hat to that collection. Because usually you wear the beanies during the winter time. So I think I'm going to add the snapback hat. I'm going to add the snapback hat. And so that, you know, in the summertime, you can wear the snapback hat to represent. Now, all the money from the Black Oak Feather store goes to the Black Oak Feather Foundation. Because this is what's going to help fund the initiatives that we have going on. Because, you know, we're going to help with the programs that we want to implement. There we're going to have, like, oh, that's funny to mention. Let me go back to Facebook because then I can, I know what I wanted to share with you. If you don't know who this guy is, you need to know him. For all you aspiring rappers, I'm about to share something with you. And if you want to learn how to be an MC, Mickey Facts, the rapper Mickey Facts, started for those who want to perfect as an MC, and it's called the Pendulum Inc. Academy. Okay, it's called the Pendulum Inc. Academy. You go to PendulumInc.com, and this is the courses that they offer. I won't be able to see the courses, so log in to see the courses thing. Okay. It's virtual. It's a virtual campus, so you don't have to go to a physical campus. Virtual. And so here is Pendulum Week, Criminology in Hip Hop with Mariah Jackson. It was to 7 o'clock. That's one of the classes. Criminology in hip-hop. I was trying to see the course list so that I could share it with y'all because I am not a member of the site. It won't let me see the course list. So what I'm going to do is see. Because I know he posted. So I just had what I was looking for. There was a post that he was in the classes. So let me go back. I'll get back to what I was. And you okay. So I can share the video. So here we go. Here's the sound bite.
This is a codicil that is being taught here at Pendulum Inc. 7 o'clock tonight. If you want to sign up, please go to PendulumInc.com. Pull up on us. Free class. Long live lyricism. Peace. 4 weeks of classes happening. Pendulum Inc. 3 weeks of classes in visual aesthetics with Professor Stu. This is a true cottage course that is being taught at Pendulum Inc. 7 o'clock tonight. If you want to sign up, please go to pendulum.com. Pull up tonight. Long live lyricism. Peace. For classes, this is main week, 3 week of tonight. Aesthetics with Professor Joe.
So,
cottage
court. I'm sorry for repeating this, though, but I'm trying to...
7 o'clock tonight, if you want
to... So, that was 2 days ago. So, that was Monday's class. That was Monday's class, because that was 2 days ago. So, today's class was criminology and hip-hop. Okay, that was today's class. Criminology and hip-hop. Oh, okay. Those videos are happening. Sorry for those. Somebody, but that's not what I was. Okay. Sorry about that. But you know how you watch one video, and not all videos. You scroll through all videos when it comes down. So yeah. PendulumInc.com. You can sign up for classes to learn how to be a rapper. The thing that we want to do with the Black Hope Forever Foundation, one of the things is how officers come and teach you like you may have the fundamentals. And you want to perfect your craft, so, you know, perfect your craft. So, yeah, now, and have dancer come in, teach, you know, the fundamentals to make you, that make you a better dancer, you know, and you know, person, songwriter, producer, the same thing. Gonna teach you how to write. You know what I'm saying? No. So, let's see. Like I said, even no one calling in, so we're in early. Appreciate. As always, including my people. I appreciate you. Girl in Rome Radio, we're going to give you a great program. May have some new struggles. May never know what we'll just start on radio. If new show will be out of time. Because I got to see, you know, with the slot. Gonna go and what time slot do we have time to put one in, you know, put one in, because on 7 days a week starting at 11 p.m. when we do Promote Your Business show, that's always gonna be 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every third Wednesday of every month. So that's out. The rest of the Wednesdays in the month I'm going to be BLP pages today, and that's always be at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Plus, we plan that there's something going on that we have to set earlier. But people will be, you will be notified if it's set for earlier for those that tune in and rock with Roll to Start the Radio. We have Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday is the Indie Experience. That's at 11. Friday, Saturday is Friday Night in the Mix and Saturday Night in the Mix. Sunday, Mix Variety Day. So, those are the shows we have on the station. We do interview authors. You will see it say as book club. Show we have. We only do that when we're in the office, so you will only see RTS Book Club when we're in the office. So if there's an author that's on the interview, it will say RTS Book Club, say the book, or the author, or the book. Always going to be at the time that's convenient for the author who we're interviewing. So they may choose 9, they may choose 10, they may choose 6. and we will be on at that time. But you can always catch a show, I Roll the Starting Radio, in the archives by going to blogradio.com/Roll to Stardom, or just Google Roll to Stardom Radio, and you'll see other platforms that we are on, which is Blog Talk Radio. So, let's Google and see if we made a mistake, if we landed on a new date. Let's see. Okay. We are on TuneIn, Apple, TuneIn, Facebook. Blog Talk is a thing. On other platforms, so. And when you Google Radio, those platforms, not all the platforms probably will show up, but you will see some. Yep. And then you click on, you say, oh, right here is the end of the experience. Yes, the episode was the experience. You can click on it, and you'll be able to, it'll take you to that episode. You can listen to that episode. Right, listen to that. Last one on the radio, the last one I said, which I was ready to click. And I'm trying to see if there was a new one, but I haven't seen nothing yet. So, got iHeart, Stitcher. So if you come across any platform, we're on Spotify. So if you're on Spotify, you can put it on the radio. It's up there. Any of the platforms you check, Roll to Stardom, please hit the follow, subscribe button. Yes. So I appreciate you for always rocking with your girl. So I'm an indie artist out there. Don't use a play at the station. All you gotta do is call me by 201-399-2014. Roll to Stardom. Yep. Or at Roll to Stardom .net. So I'm gonna say peace, one love. I'll see you at the next show. Bye bye now.